Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I am Nick Stones from Team B. Actual team name is Nova I, and I'm a designer. And I've been doing the designer course for about a year now.
So Nova I are one of the winners at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam, with the opportunity to go on to the Gadget Show Live, make something unreal live next year. What does that mean to you?
It's such a fantastic opportunity, and we're definitely going to make every effort to make 100% of that. I'm over the moon, really, at the moment. I came here, this is my first game jam, I didn't know what to expect. It's gone all in my favour, really. I was delivered a great team, and I've been able to manage that very well. Really excited to know that we've done our job, and it's gone well, so I'm very anxious to know what we can do now for the future.
Was it difficult to contain your excitement when the winners were announced?
I was still in a bit of a shock, because I've only just done my actual presentation myself to the game jam. That was a grueling experience for itself, because I was quite nervous, so it's all still going to my head, really.
How big an opportunity for you do you think is it for you to go to the Gadget Show Live and potentially walk away with a fully licensed UDA development kit?
Overall, we've been given this opportunity. We can put this on our CVs. This is a landmark for us and everybody that has participated. We can always say now that we have won a game jam, and there's nothing that can change that. Overall, it's amazing, and I'm really happy to know that this is possible, really.
Tell us a bit about the game Nova I produced here at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam. Of course, it was based on the theme of Guy Fawkes.
Our Guy Fawkes theme was quite wacky. We basically wanted to break the fourth wall. Our game itself was about Guy Fawkes' production levels for Bonfire Night. Fireworks weren't selling. They were being outsold by Halloween and Christmas. So basically, Guy Fawkes was attended to make sure that the Christmas is knocked out of the sale, so the markets would increase. So what Guy Fawkes has ended up doing is going to the North Pole and is actually using his custom rocket launcher that shoots fireworks, blowing up anything that's in Santa's workshop. That idea is completely crazy, I know that, but it's worked, and I think it's very refreshing.
So how did you come up with that idea?
That idea, it was done because it was actually just a spare of the moment thing. Somebody said that as we were bonding, we were talking about Halloween and we were talking about Bonfire Night, and somebody just went, "Oh, it's crazy to see all this Christmas stuff out before even Halloween came out." And it went, "Well, yeah, it is." And then it went from there. It went, "What if we think of it from a market side that Guy Fawkes is angry about that and he wants to change it?" So there it was. It was a catalyst out of nothing, basically. Just a spare-of-the-moment thought that happened from socialising. So don't think that you have to go out your way to make these like fantastic ideas. They can come from anything. They really can.
So you'd recommend taking part in a Train to Game Game Jam to anyone else?
Yes, I would definitely recommend it. The experience that you get is unlike anything. You get thrown in a deep end, but it's not as bad as it sounds. You get to work with some fantastic people. Don't feel unconfident in your own skills. Believe in yourself. Make sure you are confident. Make sure that you're happy with yourself to come down. Everybody didn't know what they were doing, so don't worry about it. Just come down and just get in the moment, really. Like, that's all I can say, just get in the moment.
And the team will have to go through the process of thinking of a game again with your theme you've picked out for the Gadget Show Live. Tell us about the theme and what are your initial thoughts on it?
We were given just the topic of action-adventure. Our actual game that we won with was action-adventure, so it's something that we can already work with. Depending on the construction of the brief, depends on what we can produce. But since we've already done action-adventure, I feel like our confidence level is just that little bit higher than anybody else's, because we've already got something that we've worked with already and have previous experience with that. I'm over the moon with it, really. It's got a broad environment, so I can work with it myself, and I know my team will be able to do just as well.